It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Even though we weren't surprised by the outcome, we were still blindsided by the leak of this draft opinion from the Supreme Court and their plan to overturn Roe v. Wade and control what women can and can't do with their own bodies. And Democrats are grasping at straws. On Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer promised to take a vote on it.
This is as urgent and as real as it gets. We will vote to protect a woman's right to choose, and every American is going to see which side every senator stands on.
Okay, and what's that going to do? Reports say that Democrats are trying to soften their legislation, introducing a bill to codify Roe v. Wade and to win more votes for it by removing references to white supremacy and people other than women who can become pregnant. But they insist they're not changing its substance, but still nobody expects them to succeed. A narrower bill, backed by the two Republican senators who are pro-abortion rights, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, but that one also looks to be going nowhere. Officials have discussed, among other ideas, whether it be possible to offer women Medicaid funding to travel to states where abortion is legal if the procedure isn't available where they live. Scrambling. The leaked draft also energized anti-abortion groups and sparked a flood of donations to abortion clinics and abortion rights groups. NARAL, Pro-Choice America, saw donations jump 1,400% in 24 hours. 51% of those donors were giving for the first time. President Biden is getting tough, well, with his words anyway, in response to a question about the leaked SCOTUS draft opinion, which also shows Justice Alito attacking landmark LGBTQ civil rights cases. The president said,
"This MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history, in recent American history."
But it is important to note that nothing has changed yet. The official opinion won't be released by the court until likely the end of June, on the final day the court releases opinions. But already plans are being made. Clinics in states likely to maintain access to abortion procedures are preparing for a potential influx of out-of-state patients. Jennifer Welch is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Illinois. She said, quote, "This is a devastating blow for millions of people who will find themselves in a vast abortion desert." Although Alito, in this draft opinion, tries to make it clear that this ruling should not necessarily impact other decisions like the right to same-sex marriage or interracial marriage or contraception, but opponents say Alito's attempt to wall off abortion from everything else raises several questions and legal challenges. We all must engage now. Complacency and despair are not options. Meanwhile, the January 6th committee on Tuesday met with Donald Trump Jr. He testified for a few hours, apparently, via video teleconference, and that's really all we know. And the countdown clock to the start of the public hearings is now ticking down to June 9th in prime time. Meanwhile, even more newly released audio shows House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy once again attacking the former president behind his back in the days just after the January 6th attack. Among other criticisms, McCarthy is heard saying,
"Yeah, what the president did is atrocious and totally wrong."
Wow, I actually agree with Kevin McCarthy.
"I want to reach out to Biden. I wanted the president to meet the Biden, make a smooth transition."
Making a smooth transition. Wow. We never heard that before, not publicly anyway. The Fed finally did it on Wednesday. They raised interest rates a half a percentage point higher to tamp down inflation. This was the central bank's biggest interest rate increase since 2000. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said after the meeting that the Fed isn't actively considering raising rates by 0.75 percentage point at a time. Okay, that's good. And that news apparently set stocks surging. Speaking of the former guy, another day, another loss. This time, a New York appellate judge has denied his request to halt those $10,000 daily fines after Trump was held in contempt for failing to cooperate with the state's attorney general's investigation into his business practices. Turning to Ukraine, one Ukrainian commander is describing heavy, bloody battles unfolding at that steel plant in Mariupol as Russian forces breached the perimeter and there was, quote, nonstop shelling and assault overnight. Despite efforts to evacuate civilians trapped inside the complex, hundreds remain, including a reported 30 children. Although a few hundred have been evacuated, at least 150 employees have been killed and thousands remain unaccounted for. Inside this plant, that until recently was a major player globally, it was producing 4 million tons of steel annually. And amid all of the horrors that have unfolded in the war on Ukraine, the Russian bombing of that theater in Mariupol stands out as the single deadliest known attack against civilians to date. An Associated Press investigation found evidence that the attack, in fact, was far deadlier than originally estimated, killing closer to 600 people inside and outside the building than the 300 that was originally reported. And if that's not enough death and destruction for you, NBC News has proclaimed, based on its own data and reporting, that more than 1 million Americans have now died as a result of COVID-19. And the WHO announced that COVID has killed an estimated 15 million people across the world in 2020 and 2021. That's nearly three times the official count of COVID deaths over the same period, underlying the severity of a pandemic that still has not been curbed after over 2 years. And finally, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced its 2022 inductees on Wednesday. Dolly Parton, who said she hadn't earned the honor and asked not to be considered because she doesn't do rock and roll, made the list, along with others like Eminem and Lionel Richie, who also are not rock and roll, just to be clear. Dolly Parton said she would accept gracefully if she were inducted, and I'm looking forward to it. I got the And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.